was that? How cool was that?
Yeah.
No, it's great. Becoming pretty expensive for the guys this year with all the gifts. So, but no, like I said before, for the 1,000th, it's great to be at home and celebrate that with, obviously, you know, my family and my teammates and coaching staff and entire staff, the fans. I mean, they were great again tonight. So it's one of those moments where you allow yourself to sit back a little bit and enjoy the video and some of the fresh face goals and the teammates who made those plays. And it was pretty special.
About the messages from Alex and Sydney?
Yeah, no. I mean, I didn't know of anything, so, but obviously a ton of respect for those guys. Those guys are legends and in our game, and to be one of the three active guys with those two guys is pretty surreal, so, you know, appreciate the videos from them.
How long does it take to put that emotion aside and get ready for that game?
Yeah, no, it was, you try to just get out there and get that first shift on you. I know it's a little bit of a wait for the guys and for the other team, so I appreciate everyone waiting around. But, you know, maybe a little bit of a sluggish start for us tonight, but I thought as the game got on, we got a little better.
How hard was it to fight through the second period with all the calls and the starts and stops?
Yeah, I mean, you know, PK, I know we gave up one, but we had some big stops there and kept the game within reach. And knew going in the third, a tie game, we had a chance to win it. So I think we've just utilized our momentum here on home ice. We've been really good here lately, and you know, it was a good third period for us to get some confidence.
Well, how about the play on your goal, the breakout and everything else?
Yeah, no, it was a good puck possession breakout. You know, good D up the ice to me. I hit Cooch and he made a great play at the line. I mean, a little bit of a broken play after that, but the entry was clean, and that's what you want. You want to gain the zone with some puck possession. And I mean, for all the good plays that don't go in, you're rewarded with one like that. So certainly a big goal in the game, we'll take it.
They came out buzzing there in the third when Vassi's making all the stops. You guys think, like, man, just get one, Vassi's going to hold it the rest of the
game. Yeah, I mean, listen, we know what Vassi brings every night. So he gives us a chance to win and made some huge saves. So that's exactly what it was. Gave us a chance to win the game late, and that's what you want a goalie.
Tonight's game winner probably won't end up on your highlight reel, but it was an important goal anyway for the 2 points.
Yeah, I mean, it might. you never know what they're going to show. But, no, like I said before, there's certainly some good chances that we had tonight, myself included with a few, and didn't go in the net. So just to get one like that is nice, especially with whatever it was, 5.5 minutes left in the game. You know, like I said before, you really want to win these games where you have special moments like that. They always sit better in the room after the game when the guys are feeling good after a win. So it was a good win.
The old adage about the first game back from a long road trip, they can be tough games. How tough was this, or was it?
No, I think we were excited to come back home. I mean, it was a long trip. It was, you know, 5 games, but getting in late every night and back-to-back. I mean, it just felt like a wear and tear type of trip. And we knew coming home with these 3 games, we'd have an opportunity to play some really good teams and get back on track. So I think guys were excited.
Thanks, Sarah. Yep.